Justice Radio Station Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening. Love everyone, love everyone. Peace and love. Peace to you, Scotty Reed. Black Talk Radio Network. Right on.
Right on.
I'm Tahuti.
Mary here. Peace. Ultimate health. Prosperity, everyone. Thanks for listening. Worldwide. I'm here exposing exhaustion of wisdom in the socialization process, failing to help develop constructive relations between most individuals. Socialization is accomplished through language, symbols, stereotypes. Remember, everyone is taught reality in a society where the interest is to keep everyone out of their mind. And this is done through words, definition of words. The issue being pursued is absolute truth. What are you taught to believe that is not absolutely true? What do you tell the children, friends, relatives, everyone, worldwide? Thanks for listening. Justice Radio Station, Premise Lesson 1. The only thing to unite everyone is absolute truth. I say this being it appears there is an identity crisis, double identity crisis, I say, involving everyone. Suggestions, Tahuti?
Justice Radio Station Social Issues App. Thanks kindly. Let's start with the source. Absolute truth. Know that there is only one power, the infinite, omnipotent one. Always ask the question, is what I believe true? Truth is absolute, remember, and infinite. And what is absolute, unquestionable, not an opinion. Hope, which is a belief, or faith, is I am here now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, I am here now.
I am here now.
The only surety that is. Psychotherapy, here nightly, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Justice Radio Station. Jailhouse Psychotherapy.
Liberation Revolution for the individual.
Check out your bookstore for justice.info and
TuneIn app.
Justice Radio Station.
Black Talk Radio Network.
If you don't understand the human mind, the nature and the structure of the human mind, you will remain slave to the belief of someone else. Think about it. Everything that I know, I've been taught.
Right. Not rightly taught, but yes.
It seems that, it appears that I exist. Existence is I exist. I am. Existence is omnipotent, one and the same, absolute, one of the same, all-knowing, all-present, one of the same as I. You notice everybody introduced themselves as I. I am so-and-so, I. Who's this I? Who's this self? So I was listening to the different conversation that's going on around the country. So-called corporate media, so-called black media, all the different talk shows after this election for the next CEO of the corporation, USA Inc. And it still seem like everybody's still so scattered and distraught. And I come to realize, wow, you know, it's definitely an identity crisis that's going on. Folks is like really scattered off their center. And then I realized, well, it's a political necessity to have black people and all poor people maladjusted, have no respect for themselves, disrespecting each other. It's a political necessity for society to exist as is. So then you hear now the conversation, well, what is black people gonna do? Almost the same conversation I've been hearing for 20 years. What is black people gonna do? Why we can't get together? We need to unite. We got to come together to go forward. It's like, that don't sound like people who know themselves. Back to this self. Who's this self? So the identity, so the premise is absolute truth is the only thing that can unite all. And then we're talking about now, well, who's this self? I know we've been taught that this body, this human, is the self. But when I really analyze it and check it as well, how is that possible? You know, that this human is the self. Because I remember everything that we know that we're taught. So always ask the question, is what I believe, think, feel, or perceive absolutely true? For only absolute truth is true. Anything else is not true, hence not real, and don't even exist. So I go back to some of the things that I was taught. I was taught that there is this omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscience existence. All knowing, all seeing, all powerful. No beginning, no end. Just is. So then now calculate it with some of the other teachings and things that you come to believe. That there's a creation, for instance. But then saying, can there be a creation? Because what does the creation signify? It means time, space, time to grow, you know, space over there, over here. But what's infinity? Infinity, there's no over there and over here, it just is. You know, they say, well, there was a in the beginning. But what was that beginning? Who was there recorded that beginning? What beginning? Could there be a beginning in infinite? Eternal? Now? So, pursue truth, absolute truth. So, still asking questions. These are some thoughts that came into realization, because as a youth I was kind of like depressed all the time. I was high in terms of my attitude and behavior on one hand, but then I was some deep lows. You know, I believed in the idea of this body being a self, and the idea that I was a sinner. So, you know, when you mess up, I kind of felt it. So, you know, as a sinner, you know, the idea of, well, you need to be saved, or the idea of you want to be better. Family problems mix up is like, oh, whoa, what's wrong with this boy? But certain things kind of happened to me in this search for who am I? You know, what is wrong with me? Why I couldn't really sometimes control these feelings and emotions and moods, behavior, these desires. You know, desires like you can never have enough. So, in pursuing, you know, these questions, I run into, of course, certain books, you know, brought me to certain other levels of thinking, but still to be able to control my thoughts, control my mind and body, my words and deeds. What I say is what I do. Word is bond. Still was such a struggle. It's not an easy skill to learn. But it's something has to be done. Being able to be in control of your emotions, those feelings, those attitudes, behavior. So the idea then of still working out what is this body, this person, this it, I've come to realize it has a mind, it appears. I would say, if you don't understand the nature of the human mind, the structure of it, you'll be a slave to somebody else's beliefs. Remember, everything that you know, you're taught. So question everything that you know. And then this nature of this human mind, it has certain beliefs. And somehow these beliefs is limited. So know that thoughts will always limit I by keeping all knowledge apparently out of I awareness. In psychology, they call it repression. Remember, this is jailhouse psychotherapy. It's a term I'm using to understand self-help in looking for certain kind of psychological understanding, since I realized my part of my being was based on psych. You know, you could be psyched out, looking for information and help, couldn't find any. So in my pursuit for absolute truth and understanding self, certain thoughts are piled together. Can't teach about self-knowledge, but I know I can point to certain steps to its realization. Because it has helped I to develop certain love and understanding for I self. And I feel I need to extend it to the greater suffering population all over the world. And I feel that I'm different from most people, most individual, most group, simply because I understand the system better than most individual, most people and most group. So then, with this realization, I'm attempting to reach out, form a network within the community with the only strength that I have, my individual immediate power. Never a person, not a person I will follow, but certain absolute truth principles. I can correct my behavior, my thought, my speech, and my action. That it can be centered around truth. That I can produce justice, correctness in my life. So I invite all to join I in this quest to absolute truth. That's the only thing that can unite I. provocatively using the term I, because you heard of politically correct speech?
Yes.
Well, this is spiritual correctness. How do you perceive yourself? How do you see yourself? How do you perceive yourself? How do you see yourself? Because this determines now your behavior, your attitude, your tastes, your likes, your values, your morals, how you spend your money, how you spend your time and energy. Is your beliefs original, generic? Or is it beliefs of somebody else? Their values, their motivation, their tastes, their fine dining, their good schools. But that's a contradiction, because I was also taught that information is colonized. Black woman and child in our minds has been colonized, and a European centric mind has been put in. Keep the body strong, the mind weak. The black man, woman and child is like a Frankenstein to the European, because all the values, the taste, the views is coming. It's like a hybrid. It's coming from not I,
beliefs of someone else.
So check out the idea of the human nature. Not talking about anybody particular. I want to bring consciousness to the nature of this human mind. This human mind, that a lie has been told, that this body, this person, is this human mind. Is this human masquerading like the self.
Right.
Remember, precluded. And the premise is the self is absolute truth.
Correct.
The self is infinite, omnipotent, omnipresence. It is. It's the space inside I and outside. Energy matter. Undifferentiated. No energy, no matter. Undifferentiated means it can become anything. It's the wall, it's this flesh, it's the table, it's the bed. Atoms and molecules. Something else is going on here. Things are not what it seems. Remember, it said that I spinning on a planet in space. Got to account for that. How is that? Said I'm standing on the ground, concrete, board. Let your foundation be absolute truth. They say when you look up, there's blue sky, white cloud. But is it blue sky? Further investigation is optical illusion. You can't see so far. We're all the way deep space. There's no bottom, there's no side, there's no top. It's cold. Things aren't what it seems. Existence is I am. So I want to talk further about this human. But before I do, I want to play a clip to kind of expose certain ideas about hypnotism. How in psychology they call positive and negative hallucinations. How I know that it's in effect. How certain things could be right in front of my face and I don't see it. I can't see it. They say I is free. But what is freedom? Can you realize what is freedom if you don't understand self? If you don't know what is real?
No.
So check out this clip and we'll come back and talk and further look at this human. All right?
All right.
Close your eyes and watch this. Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening.
This is Jailhouse Psychotherapy here nightly from 8 p.m. Eastern on Black Talk Radio Network. I'm Tahuti.
Mary here.
So, been away about half hour looking, listening to that is a great brother, Amos Wilson. Check him out. Look him up. But he gave me a nice insight into looking at how this nature of the human mind can be tricked, bamboozled, hypnotized. I don't know if you've been to the Las Vegas Strip and see some of those shows that they're putting on where a hypnotist would say to one of the individuals volunteering in the audience that there's a bunny rabbit in his lap, and the individual will proceed to now stroke this bunny rabbit. There's no bunny rabbit, you know. Stroking this bunny rabbit. In psychology, they call that positive hallucinations. And then there's another one they call negative hallucinations, where it shows the power of the mind, where you can put certain objects on a table and instruct the individual to pick out all the objects but this one, and they would go ahead and pick out all the objects but this one. And remember, why I'm interested even in that hypnotism is they're using words. You know that thing, that premise, at the sound of my voice. So it's almost like they plant a premise inside and then now speak to the inside and control the individual. So I was bringing that to attention in context to that clip to even show how also that it's possible to be conditioned, you know, like the rat and like the dog. You know, and in context to if you allow also other people to control your food, clothes, air, your water, in a sense is a form of conditioning and also a kind of controlling. Very important. So remember, the premise tonight is absolute truth is the only thing can unite all. And I was looking at one of the ideas why we can't unite, UNITE, why we can't unite, come together, is because it's almost like there's no real coming together. There's no UNITE. It's almost like it can't be around a person. It can't be around an individual. It has to be around an ideology. It has to be about a code of behavior. Certain principles of thought, speech, and action. And I'm even saying that in context to finding ourselves in a prison. Many of us might not look at it as we're in a prison. But none of us is outside of the system, so to speak. The socialization process. You had something to add?
No, you're right. It's true.
So, hence, jailhouse psychotherapy is born. But the concept is perception, how you see things, where you think you're at. I know they say, well, I'm in a democracy, but when I research the understanding of democracy, I realize I'm not in a democracy as I'm taught. Remember, question everything that you believe, perceive. Is it based on absolute truth? Because I found classism, I found sexism, I found fattyism, I found heightism, I found racism. That's not, to me, democracy. Equal rights and treatment for all. The oppressive, classist, sexist, racist system. I realize it's the values of actually the society. It's even a global system, so I can't even get away.
Right.
So, where are I? I've heard people say, well, we're a prisoner of war. We're in, of course, a democracy. Some say, well, we're in a... What's one of the words? They say we're in again. From like the Founding Fathers era. Some of the words where they say America is.
Very good. Thanks for that. Yeah, they call it, it's not a democracy, they say it's a republic. A lot of the conservative who classify themselves as conservative look at themselves as that the place is a republic. So we're not even in this USA, and you do know it's a corporation, right?
Right.
The 1871 Act. Yes. Study it, look it up.
So I wanted to just touch on that briefly to bring it back to a circle, to that full circle about identity. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Realizing again that
we've lost our identity. It was stolen, taken away, or even Amos reminding I, we're like a Frankenstein. We're a made man, woman, and child, a black man.
Right.
Because certain ideas, principles, values was taken out.
And others put in.
He called it the Africanness. That was taken out. And basically, as you say, the European-centric values was put in. The idea where, as you're saying, keep the body strong and the mind weak.
Yes.
When I look at history and see, well, gosh, what had black people done? There's no trace of I and I anywhere in terms of any true accomplishment as part of the planet. Especially they say, I was also the first on the planet, black people. You've heard that.
Yes.
So, furthering this thought then about this I am, this I, we're talking about absolute truth is the only thing that exists, infinite intelligence. I've been keeping away from the word God, but I think now it might be a time to interject it, this word God. I'm sure everybody was taught some of those same biblical King James story, just like I believed him that God created in the beginning 6 days, saw these clay individuals and blew into their nostrils. Come to find out, basically, all them stories is lie. Because remember, we're establishing existence is, infinite is, eternal is. Existence is I am. That I. So then, I'm working also to look, who's this I that everybody referred to themselves as? And is this I the body? Or is this I a part of this infinite, all-knowing intelligence? That's where I'm working to get to.
So, we're saying, who am I? Am I really who I am? Question always what I believe, think, feel, perceive. And then we're saying too, some of these beliefs of this human is, the basic thought is, I think so I am. And it says, it thinks to itself that all human exist individually, separate and apart from infinite God, and separate and apart from absolute truth. Saying this God and absolute one of the same. But I don't want to use the word God, because I've come to find out not everybody who's saying God is saying the same thing. Especially looking at the lie that was told about in the beginning, and God made man and yaga yaga yaga, throw him out the garden. Like the garden signifying some place somewhere, and then he threw him out of that place into another place. Where? We're saying existence is. Remember? So, this idea now, he's buddy-buddy also with this devil character who also have a hell somewhere else. Where? Where's this heaven? I think it's
2 miles past Jupiter.
Except in the moon.
No, but these are fundamental questions. I know it seems like it might be a hard subject matter, but it's not. Because we're talking about understanding self, and I believe everybody's now mature enough to be able to still face certain realities, look in their face finally. Remember, we all believed in Santa Claus at one time, and it worked. But now it's time to realize, you know, stop the self-deception, because, you know, we even teach it to the children, but it's even for children. It's fake. So these are the understanding. Now we have to really start look at reality in terms of, is my thoughts, my desires, I beliefs really my own? Generic, organic. Or is it still belief from somebody else? Where do you get your worldview? Is it the movies you take you and your girl to? TV? You have to really be able to check it. You say, if you don't understand the nature of this human mind, remember, that's what I'm talking about also. I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm working to bring this consciousness to this human mind and this human, which we've been lied to say is the self, the I. So I'm working to think, is the I the absolute truth, infinite, or is the I this body, this person, this persona? It's it.
It's the absolute truth. And this is why the identity crisis is evident. Everyone is taught that the person and the self are one and the same. As the I was saying at some point, that we have the bodies masquerading as the self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trickery, deception. Because, you know, if you're walking around, think you're what you're working at.
Right, right.
You know, and then what? Why I played that clip, I wanted to also see how, too, the symbols can be held up and have you now running after symbols, because part of the characteristics of this human nature, it thinks in cause and effects, life and death, good and evil. You know, it believes that I need certain frame of reference and guidelines to understand, manage, and give meaning to my life. So I create the concept of religion, philosophy, to believe in. But is it your religion or somebody else's religion? Remember, that's why I didn't want to use the word God, and because it conjures up the image of Allah. Or this Old Testament God. But it is both of those gods is man-made. It's tribal gods that was given to I. And now I take on that tribal God as this now creator God. Which, what creator after saying that? Because creation must is. I am. So we're looking again to see the nature of this human mind. It somehow, it thinks outwardly. So then it's orientated to ensure that man will think the source of his satisfaction is external. You know, you're looking for love in all the wrong places, they might say. Or somehow you're drawn to certain, you know, yuckiness, darkness. I know about the dirty mind because I have one. But it's a universal nature and structure. You have to understand it. If you don't understand it, that's how now you can be controlled by somebody with bad intentions through your views, through your values. Get it?
Got it.
So now you're going along thinking you're who you are. But actually, the views and values that you're expressing is coming from somebody else. The symbols that you're holding up is somebody else. Your cigarette, your drinks, your pretty car. All symbols. Temporary joy. You get it? That's the idea of the concept of this human mind. It touch a little thought on you. Since you got a little time, thanks for listening. This is Justice Radio Station, Jailhouse Psychotherapy, here nightly, broadcast on Black Talk Radio Network. We're talking about identity and looking at the reason why the black woman and child somehow it appears to be in this global prison. I've heard it called white supremacy. Some might not like that term, but you have to be real in terms of being able to face certain reality. In psychology, they call it abnormal mind and the normal mind. And you ever see that movie, was it Three Face of Eve? Certain kind of trauma happens in one life, and it's even interesting. Certain other characters came to even help the character that was traumatized. Different character, body, physiological, serious reasoning. So you can even look at the idea of I and I now not facing certain reality. What type of society am I living in? For real. So, in terms of facing, well, we're not in a global white supremacist society because I can freely move around as I want. But is that real? Don't you still have to get permission? So it's a, you know. And also, so then you ask again, well, how does it really work? But if you see, well, if somebody else is in charge of all your necessities, food, clothing, shelter, they touch it before you do. So you got to really, really see there's an equation that if you're classified as black, there's an equation where you're at the bottom and other folks who classify themselves. Remember, they did the classifying because I didn't know I belonged. I was a black person or I belonged to a black race until I was told. Remember, everything I know, I was taught. So is it my beliefs or somebody else's beliefs? So I was given some certain other characteristics of this human. See if you could kind of recognize its seed for what it is, to be able to determine once and for all that this I is not the body. So then what is then the body, if the body is not that self? It's a term I found, persona. Something sound come out of. Remember, everything is all energy matter. Everything is atoms and molecules. It's not what it seems. It seems like this is a body. But if you really check it, it's not actually that physical body that bleeds and dies as we've been taught. Something on a whole nother supernatural level. If you cut the atom, and you cut the atom, and you cut the atom, you're going down into particles, you're going into quartz, you're going into light. So it's a serious thing. But check how the mind react to some of those things. It don't want to believe that it might be what I'm getting at. But check this out. We are born with this part of our spirit, talking about this nature, this human mind, programmed for the preservation of our survival. Its basic program can be reduced to an attraction, likes, cravings, desires, for what give I and I pleasure. And this pleasure dislike for what cause pain. It is a very rudimentary mechanism that can assist I somewhat efficiently against physical danger. But if not transcended, it becomes the greatest impediment. It's like the work to be done is to understand this body is not the self and be able to, as you say, transcend your identity, transform your identity from this person to your true self, absolute truth. Check it out. Think about it. Pursue absolute truth. Join I. It's the only thing that can unite all. This fear, this anger, this jealousy, this resentment, this pain, this rejection is not of I. It's of the body. It's of this mind, this nature, this human mind. That's how it's structured. Hot, cold, sensation, feelings. My feelings can get hurt. My body can get hurt. My mind can get hurt. But can I be hurt? I'm infinite, remember? I'm all. I'm complete. The body is the one who's lacking, needs something from outside of itself. So, continuing this thought about looking at this body. He's saying if it's not transcended, it could become a great impediment. So that's even the work to be done, to be able to transcend that identity to your true self. Because the body is not the self. The self is the I. Absolute truth, universal one. Remember, it's unquestionable. There can't be two. There can't be another existence like a place called hell outside of existence with another type of power. That means there's two powers. Negative, but how? Existence is I am. It's a lie being told. Following tribal god information, where their god is like a human. He has favorites, prefer one over the other. He's almost like he's practicing racism himself, and he's in a conspiracy with the devil. But is that possible? What could infinite need in terms of, say, he needs man's love and praise and prayers? That's a human thought, trying to now pimp God, get something. Let me pray and try and be good to see what I can get. You want to get into heaven, right? Deception. Be careful. Self-deception. Is it your thought generically, or is it somebody else's? But hey, back to the lesson, talking about self-knowledge, looking at this I, this body, this self, this human that's masquerading as I. What I was told now, remember everything, question everything. So, to really develop, definitely have to transcend this physical body. Since I and I can become in love with things that are not good for I, you know that, and hate that which is most beneficial, then this nature, this structure of how the mind functions cannot be the guide for what is right or wrong. All that threatens to interfere with our pleasure or cause pain lead to a response of anger or fear responses. that are not capable of solving problems or conflicts. For this understanding is just vital, profound. What could be more profound than understanding self? For real. And I'm not talking about DNA tests or going back to Africa history. Talking about from context of existence itself. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure is I. Carry on with the lesson. The foundation is understanding. Somehow, as I say, can't teach self-knowledge, but I can point to certain realization. It's almost a certain awareness, because there's certain things you already know. Because remember, so we're trying to understand knowing over the beliefs. You dig? So I'm saying, due to the structure, the nature of this extreme receptivity of this body, especially in its immature state, concrete intellect, this part of this, the spirit, the nature and structure of the mind, is greatly affected. In our ancient Kemet, I picked it up. It was called the animal spirit. You know. They even teach that man have a left brain and man have a right brain. They even say man have a reptile brain. Can even play certain music and soothe the reptile brain. Or in Kemet, they had like the animal body and the man head, which I was taught that it meant man over the animal's part of his spirit. Get it? Immature, angry, deceitful, hateful, clever. You know, that's some of the Satan characteristics. So it's saying, I and I is inclined to imitate and learn those ideas that cater to the domination of I and I emotions. I remember I used to be plagued by these emotions and imitate the behaviors that portray receptivity. It's kind of like when you get angry, you know, when you get angry, it's like you go into a trance and your IQ lower. And then it's like now, the more you repeat it, you know, your facial expression, it's like, as you say, conditioning. Remember, say you're taught even how to cry. Remember, they teach us how to even love. You remember in the puppy love stage, they used to tell you about, how do you know that you're in love? Oh, you can't eat, you can't sleep. No, that's wacky love though. So ain't that something? Everything that we're taught to question all. So back to the lesson. So we're saying, due to the extreme receptivity of this nature and structure of this mind, talking about the body now, the emotions, the sensation, the hot and cold, what I like, what I don't like, oh, I like him, oh, I like her, I, remember, who's this I? Is it the body, or is this absolute truth? The behaviors that portray receptivity and importance in the face of our emotions and sensuous nature, crying because of pain, displeasure, anger, etc., manifesting anger because of contradictions, differences of opinions, etc. If the adults in the society in which one is born have transcended the expression of this part of their character, then I and I would have just the opposite as examples to imitate. You see that? So you see that I and I could be born into a different environment. Our children could be born into a different environment if we can transcend this immature state of being, the animalistic nature, emotions, impulse. If we only really understood that we can actually ignore these emotional impulses, you don't have to react to them. Did you know that? Have you checked that yet? I've come to realize most people, because I've been traveling the country promoting justice radio station, psychotherapy, jailhouse. And most of the individuals I've been meeting, 95% of them is like no can doers when it comes to living truth. So most people are ignorant of the fact that they are essentially free to ignore all emotional and essential impulses and are thus controlled by them by default, even if they know better. Which results in still a negative will, unconstructive mind. For real. So amen, zero out. Clear your register before beginning a plan. Get rid of all those preconceived ideas, notions. Don't take in account any past failures, equipment, commitments. Establish or discover your central theme. What is your central theme? Is it marriage? For love, you fell in love? Your entrepreneur provides goods and services. What's your central theme? Remember, you can only have one head. I was taught positive and negative activity can't occupy the mind at the same time. So make your central theme be absolute truth. This is what's going to now help you unite and steady up all your undertaking. It is important to realize and discover a central theme. For example, if becoming that absolute truth, then you have to live truth at the crossroads, every day, in the marketplace. And I'm not talking about just sitting and meditating somewhere. I'm talking about in the marketplace, the crossroads. Otherwise, you will now pick and choose when now you're going to identify with absolute truth. Remember, it's your identity now. It's at the crossroads. I brought you to the crossroads. If can you see it? Realizing now, is this body the I, that I? Or is there some greater omnipotent, omnipresence, omniscience? I'm not talking about some conceptualized mystery God that I and I have been taught, some King James version, some tribal God. Talking about this infinite, omnipotent, omniscience existence that could only exist. And that is what and who I am. You see that? Who's man and who's this God? True solutions is to turn within, see the nature and structure of that human mind. Realize my identity is peace and love is what and who I am. So looking again, a quick tip, being in crossroads, living truth at the crossroads. Realizing you don't have to respond to those emotional impulses. Remember, it's not an easy skill to learn. It's something I've been practicing for many years. It's not an easy skill to learn, but something has to be done. The idea of, you know, now realizing technically what is happening. Thoughts is coming from the body. The emotions is all from the body and they're not of I. So realizing that now, remember, thoughts come, they just keep coming. I've known people who's mentally broken down trying to steady these thoughts, stop them. Meditate, do all type of things. I've come to realize, ignore them. They're not of I. You get it? I'm our knowing in our true state. Our powerful in our true state. I don't need temporary joy. Gratifications from these cravings. You dig it? So I can ignore them. Pot belly breathing, deep breathing. Practice it. Use it. It's almost like the, you know, you said count to 10 theory. But long, deep breath, not short from the chest. That's how now you stay angry and ignorant. You say, whoa, whoa, why are you're ignorant? Pop! No, I'm not. But you just demonstrated it. Get it? Keep a teachable spirit. Be like a parachute. It only works when it's open.
Right.
So we're saying pot belly breathing, not short breathing. You can forget the thoughts. Remember, you wake up all type of morning in the morning and your brain's still ticking. Wondering if you did lock your car door, if you shut the this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Always going. So no, you can ignore them. If it's not constructive, don't give it form. Use your will. Your immediate power, individual power, immediate your will. Keep you on that steady path. Remember, said the grandest of ideas can fall by the wayside because of people, places, and things. Distractions. Procrastination. So, I'm going to leave you with that. Check you out a little later. We'll expand on it. I want to give you a little clip again to kind of like show some of the conversation that I came across that's going on in context to what do I believe. Profound conversation. It's not happening anywhere else but on Justice Radio Station. Psychotherapy. Because remember, I'm saying it's I struggle to find I self. Put certain thoughts and understanding together, and now prayerfully I can just give it back. So thanks for listening. It's encouraging. Briefly, something I'm saying can encourage that there's only one I. The body is not I. I is omnipotent, omnipresent. We're saying there's only one absolute truth, infinite. And what is absolute and infinite, unquestionable, not an opinion and a belief now, is I am here now. Ask yourself, isn't that true?
True.
I don't know about you, but I know about I. I'm saying that now deliberately. I don't know about you, but I know about I. Ask it yourself. Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Who am I? I'm your beloved Tahuti.
Mary here.